of the heart flows the issues of life. And many of these issues stem from one's emotional, mental, and spiritual condition. Such issues may oppress, stifle, and even stagnate one from living a healthy and fulfilling life. So how does one progress past such issues and achieve a state of emotional, mental, and spiritual healing? There's help. So open your heart and prepare your mind. It's time for healing to take place in your life. You're in tuned to Talking with Dr. Toy, a holistic approach to emotional healing. And now, your host, licensed professional counselor, Dr. Toy Lisa Mitchell.
It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do.
Well, good Sunday afternoon. You're in tune to the broadcast podcast of Talking with Dr. Toy. Comes your way every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, I want to say Happy New Year. I am telling you, we are now in 2024 into a new year. And I am just wondering, how is it going for you? I want to thank you so much for all the love and just the time that you have given me in 2023. And we're looking forward to another beautiful year of doing some work. Yes. And what I mean by that is this therapeutic work, mentally, emotionally, and all of that. And so let's get into what my purpose is. My purpose is to provide a holistic approach to emotional healing. Therefore, my mission to provide a holistic and restorative therapeutic approach in addressing and resolving issues that adversely affect the emotional, psychological, spiritual, and physical well-being of individuals who desire to enhance their quality of life. You know me, we're starting out this new year, and I'm hoping that we will definitely be intentional and really seek to cultivate this aspect of self-care. So you know what I'm going to ask, this self-care check. How are you, and what did you do for self-care this week? My hope is that sometimes coming into a new year, I know there is some aspects of not wanting to create resolutions and all of this, and I get it. However, I do think that it is very important and beneficial to maybe put forth some intentions. What are some of the intentions that you have for yourself, for your family, for your community? What are some of the intentions that you have this year? I do think sometimes we may steer clear of maybe creating intentions or even having some desires or even goals because we may not want to fail, right? I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to fail. And so therefore we may seek to avoid it, period. But I do think that there are some things that may be helpful for us to do in order to ground ourselves and some things that we are looking to move towards in this new year. And so when we think about stepping into the newness of this year, I know sometimes there is a tendency to say, well, I just want to throw away everything that happened in 2023. And one of my recommendations is this. I think it's important to be reflective. No, we don't want to stay stuck in the past. We don't want to stay anchored in the past. One of the things that I do say is that we learn from the past. We don't live there. But I do think that it may be beneficial to say, okay, how did I show up in 2023? What are some areas of improvement? What I like to see in my life? How would I like to, who do I want to be this year? Because I want us to really get this notion of we are evolving. We are changing. And I know sometimes we don't do well with change, but we can't stop change. and I want to say that. Now, part of this process is that how do we embrace and respond to change? Because that is something that we can have some influence over, how we respond to change. But to be in this state where you feel like you can really stop change, then that may be setting you may be setting yourself up for some disappointment and lack of being prepared, because change is inevitable. You are changing. Your body is changing. And so the very nature of who you are, as far as your body and physically and all that, that is changing. And so this world is changing. And so part of our process is that how do we center ourselves in a place to really respond well to change? And I think that comes in this space of really honing in on ways that we can reflect on some things that maybe we want to continue to do that we started in 2023. Maybe there are some beautiful things that you started and you're like, you know what? I want to continue this in the new year. Maybe there were some things in 2023 where you were like, you know what? This was not the best of me in 2023. And these are some areas that I have that I want to focus on, ways to improve those areas. And we may want to even think about, what are some struggles, some internal struggles that I have within myself and maybe that I have with others in 2023 that I may want to examine and see if there are some better ways to show up. See if there are some better ways to navigate these situations where I'm taking care of self, right? This aspect of self-care and this concept of community care, the power of collective caring, people committed to leveraging their privilege to be there for one another in various ways. How did you show up for others and how did you allow others to show up for you? I think that is so very powerful, ways in which we show up for others because of this concept of community, however, allowing others to show up for us. Knowing that we're not an island unto ourselves, but to connect in healthy, communal ways with others. And then this aspect of self-awareness, how did you show up for you? Just really finding time to engage in some reflective work. You know, here's why this is important. And then I'm going to go navigate into what we're going to talk about today and maybe throughout the entire month of January. Here's why this aspect of self-awareness is so important. You know, when we think about the things that are ways in which we behave in relationships and with others, sometimes if we are blind to ourselves, we may be unaware of how our behaviors, our ways of showing up, may be adversely affecting other people. And in turn, is not healthy nor helpful for you. And so when we lack this self-awareness, when we lack seeing ways in which we show up and why we show up in those ways and how we show up in those ways and what are some of the root causes of the ways in which we show up, then we may not have a clue as to ways to even improve our relationships and maybe even see the impact that we have on other people. And so we may even get into this state of, well, I don't know why people have issues with me. I don't know why they have struggles with me. And if we don't have a degree of self-awareness, what we may do, we may pin this on everyone else that is everyone else's issues. And we fail to see how I may have contributed to this as well. And when we do not have that degree of self-awareness and our contributions to ways in which these relationships may be playing out, guess what that does? That lack of self-awareness, it stunts your growth emotionally, mentally, I think holistically. Because if you're not aware of something, how in the world will you know to turn towards that and work on that to improve it? You will be blind to it and have no clue. So you may be, in essence, trying to go around and fix, and I'll use that word lightly, fix other people, show other people where they are messing up and where they're wrong, but then you don't even see the issues or even recognize the issues that you have within you. And so because there's lack of recognition, there's lack of growth. And then what you are experiencing is what we call stagnation. Stagnation. And what that may lend to is that you may find that some of the relationships that you may have been connected to, that maybe people are moving away because there's been some growth in the people around you, but you've not experienced that growth within yourself. And so you may hear something that says, I've outgrown you. I've outgrown this relationship. And here's the thing. Here's the beautiful part of that. These things can be worked on. Yes. We don't have to just resign to, well, this is just the way, and I've heard this, well, this is just the way that I am, and this is just the way this and this and this. If what you are experiencing is not healthy and is toxic, why continue to stay in to remain in a state that's no longer functioning for you, but it's causing angst and pain, but yet and still you remain in that toxic situation and you remain in that toxic state? Some of it is fear. Yes. What will happen? Because sometimes these things that we've experienced in our lives, that's what we know. And although it is toxic, it is familiar. And we seek to hold on, we seek to stay in and hold on to what we know, which may not be healthy or helpful for you or the people that you're connected to. So we remain out of fear. Now listen, even if there's this fear, this is where we begin to do this work of faith. When we talk about the maturing of ourselves spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, all these things, that denotes that there's a work that we can do that can help cultivate healthy connections with ourselves and with others. But it's going to take work. I was talking with someone, very powerful conversation. And this person was saying that, you know, I've come into this new year, and I've been praying to God about some things. I've been praying to God about, these are things that I want you to do for me. These are things that I want you to do for me. And one of the things that this person said was so very profound. This person said that when I was praying this, my expectation is that God would just take it away, that God would just do all the work and take it away, and then that's the answer to my prayer. But this person said, which was so powerful, however, I didn't think about that God would use this situation as a point of me doing the work in order for these prayers to be answered. I just thought, yeah, just pray about it and God will take care of it. God will do it. But there's a part that I have to, there's a role that I have within this too, that I have to do the work that God will, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide, but there's some work that I have to do in order to work on these things. And for example, talking about patience, that yes, I want God to give me more patience. I want to have more patience. I need more patience. And sometimes we may think that this is just going to happen. Just God's going to give me more patience. Listen, what's going to take place in order for us to maybe gain more patience or to have more patience. What that's going to entail is that there's going to entail some situations, some circumstances that's going to call on us to work on cultivating more patience. There's going to be some things that happen so that we begin to do the work in cultivating that patience in our lives. And thank God the Holy Spirit is our helper that comes and assists us in this work. But there's something that we have to do. And so I see that, and this is where I'm going with this, is to say, if there's some things that you want, that you desire, some intentions that you've put forth, there is some work that we have to do on our end in order to witness the manifestation of these things taking place. And that's biblical. Faith without works, right? So we have faith and we have works, and there's things that are required of us that if we partner with God in those things, then we may see the results that we've been looking for, that we've been wanting. And to think that that's going to happen just because we say, God, we want this to happen, we have to be open to the ways in which God will utilize for us, for those prayers to be answered. And this work is something that I'm encouraging. I'm really encouraging us to really be more intentional about this year. I know, listen, there is so much going on in this world. So much that even just paying attention to the news cycle can be exhausting, and not only exhausting, but terrifying. And so this year, we may want to be mindful. Well, let me say this. This year, I'm encouraging us to be mindful of how and where we expend our energy. We only have so much. You know, I was listening to a documentary about the late John Lewis, civil rights icon, congressman. And I sure do miss his physical presence in this world. And one of the quotes that he expressed during this documentary was, "We only have one. We only have one life." And he said, "It's best to make the most of it." Paraphrasing, not exact quote, but that was one of the points that he emphasized, that we only have one. We only have one life. And how we live that life, the quality and the quantity of that life are some of the choices that we make. There are some other things we've got to recognize, the systemic things that take place with regards to the isms, racism, sexism, and all these things that are happening in our society. Yes, they have a part too. But we also have a part with regards to choices. And in this year, maybe that's part of what you begin to kind of review with regards to my intentions for this year. What are my choices? What are the choices that I am positioned to make in my life? There are some things that maybe I don't have much influence over, but there are some choices that I can make. And maybe if I'm able to focus on those choices, the ones that I can make, the ones that I have influence, what are the choices that I can make to assist me on moving towards some of the intentions that I have for this year? I think it's beautiful and it's spiritual to write the vision and make it plain. I think it is powerful. Visualization is very powerful. And I know sometimes the realities of life may put us in places where we cease to have vision. We cease to dream because we may be discouraged. We may feel defeated. And sometimes life can definitely take us through the valley. But even in the valley, it says, "Thou art with me. Thou art with me." And that's a choice to say, if thou art with me, if thou, he is, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. And I have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. Then I have choices to be led. I have choices to be guided. And one of the ways in which we can be in tune is to take space in our lives to slow down, to tune in. And I'm hearing you when you say, but you don't know the life that I have. You don't know all the people pulling at me. You don't know all the responsibilities and the tasks that I have. It's easy for you to say, because you don't know my life. And you're right. I don't know your life. But I do know who does. And who is with you and knows every dot and every cross T that's in your life. And yet, still, he calls us to fellowship. He calls us to connection. He calls us to attachment, that I am the vine, right? Ye are the branches. That there is connection that we must cultivate in order to live. Because when I am detached from the vine that renders life, then I'm out here on a limb on my own. And we were not created for that. So this 5-minute challenge that I've put forth to my clients this year, I want to encourage you. Now, 5 minutes. 5 minutes to cultivate this mental health check-in. Cultivate stillness. To cultivate reflection. And here's the beautiful part. If you struggle with that, that's okay. Because as a society, we struggle with stillness, right? Then become curious in ways that you can practice that. And one of the things that I say is this, that if you feel like, you know what, I need some extra help in doing this, then why not try therapy? Why not? Why not try it? I had someone I was talking to, and this person had expressed that someone had said to them that I don't believe in therapy. Okay. So, but here's the thing, the person has never been in therapy, right? So never been in therapy, but says that they don't believe in therapy. Where does that come from? That you've never experienced it, but you said you don't believe in it. So basically what I see that as is some aspect of course, stigma with regards to mental health and fear. Some people are afraid of what will happen. But if thou art with me, if God is with us, this may be a very way that God may be using to help bring healing and restoration in your life. This may be a part of the work that God may want for you to do, knowing that there's some assistance to help you in that work. And I'll say it again, and I've said it before, this broadcast and podcast, this is not enough. I feel that God has called me to do this, and I'm hoping that I'm remaining in His will to put forth this information. But I see this as a seed. But that seed, a seed needs to be nurtured, cultivated. And sometimes that's what it takes to see growth. That I'm encouraged and grateful that you're in tune to the broadcast, and thank you. But I believe that this is a seed. But it takes work to cultivate, to water, to grow that seed. And that's a choice. Now, here's the thing. Some may not be able to make that choice because of resources. But I would encourage you that if you are curious about resources with regards to therapy and all of that, as we go online and look up stuff, maybe do that as well. But that could be a tool, a source of how you are looking to really set forth and accomplish some of the intentions that you have this year. Now, I'm setting the stage. I'm setting the stage because unless there is a commitment to at least, I'm going to extend that 5-minute challenge to all of you all. 5 minutes. 5 minutes of really checking in with yourself. And of course, that 5 minutes can include prayer and pausing to listen to God. And here's the thing, some have said, well, I don't really know how to hear God. And that's valid. And one of the ways to hear God is through His word, what God has said, and learning the character of God. And so one of the ways that you may be able to do that is just a simple devotion. They have so many 365-day years of devotions out here. That may be, and not only that, you know, on apps and all of that, maybe that'll be a part of a place where you start. 5 minutes. And see what, and commit, you know, as sometimes as we're entering this new year, a lot of churches are doing, you know, calling for fast and consecration and prayer, and that's beautiful. And so when we talk about fasting, you may want to incorporate too, what are ways that I can cultivate that relationship with God? What are some things that I can do to connect more with myself in this year, and how that may look? So incorporating that in a fast that you may, a corporate fast that you may be participating in. All I'm saying is this. There must be, or it would be beneficial to have a commitment to the ways in which you want to show up this year. And not only having that commitment, but also implementation of doing that work. And I want to emphasize, because you're worth it. Because you're worth it. Salvation is definitely free, but it didn't come free. There was some sacrifice. There was some work that was done. And there's maintaining that work, right? So whatever that may be, spiritual maturity, emotional, mental health and wholeness, will you invest in yourself this year? Will you? And listen, if that's, and if you're like, yeah, but what is that for you? What challenges, what barriers may hinder you from investing? And not just, like I said, 5 minutes into your own spiritual, emotional, mental, physical growth. As you think about going into the gym, what about going internally, doing some work in that space? I don't know how. Well, there's things that you have sought to do when you didn't have the instructions. You researched. So I'm going to give you some steps, but I'm hoping that you join and partner with God and even with others in ways to invest in yourself this year. So next week, I'll go into our topic. The topic for maybe the next few weeks will be In the Beginning. Mm-hmm. So join me for that. We're going to do some work with regards to In the Beginning. All right. That's all the time that I have for today. Remember, relentlessly and intentionally pursue authentic and genuine relationships vertically with God, horizontally with others, and inwardly with yourself. Maintain and sustain a keen sense of awareness and ongoing discovery about self as well as others. Take good care of you and engage in things that are helpful for your mind, body, soul, and spirit. And remember, out of the heart flows the issues of life. Let's continue to talk about it and continue our journey towards emotional healing. Until next time, bye-bye. You've been in tuned to Talking with Dr. Toy, providing a holistic approach to emotional healing with your host, licensed professional counselor, Dr. Toy Lisa Mitchell. Please connect with me at talkingwithdrtoy.com or Facebook at Talking with Dr. Toy or email talkingwithdrtoy@gmail.com. I would love to hear your story and hear your heart regarding the issues of life you may be experiencing. Remember, out of the heart flows the issues of life. Let's continue to talk about it. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening, and please join me next week for Talking with Dr. Toy.